At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary. It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Dictionary.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. I am oh so tired today because I didn't get a lot of sleep, was woken up a few times, did not get, you know, a lot of great sleep either. And that is because last night I went to see Weird Al Yankovic in concert at the Ravinia Festival outside of Chicago, and it was fine, and I only say it wasn't better than fine because it rained almost the whole time, and my friend Gabe and I were huddled in our folding chairs with umbrellas over our heads, still getting very soaking wet. It was light rain for a while, and then it got worse and worse, and then it stopped, and then it came back. It came back with a vengeance. It was very stormy, very windy, even a little bit of hail at one point. And then before the show ended, it lightened up, and he biked home, and I waited because I had a VIP ticket, and so I had to wait even longer to hang out at this venue, which was cool. I got to get another photo. Ooh, I have to download my photo. I forgot about that. So I got a photo with him, and then I got to have him sign. They give you posters with the VIP thing, so I had him sign the poster. But I had a little fun with it. I decided to go with Intern Frank. Can you please make it out to Intern Frank? And of course, you will have already heard the Frank episode. And in that episode, maybe you saw or heard a snippet from Al talking about Intern Frank, which I recorded last night and need to still edit it in. All right, let's really talk about some words now. In my very tired brain and face and eyes and voice, the first word in this episode is freenum. Freenum, F-R-E-N-U-M. This is a noun from 1741. The synonym is the number one definition for frenulum, which was the connecting fold of membrane supporting the tongue. That is the freenum. Same word, different word, same meaning. The etymology says this is a Latin word, which means bridle, or reins, or bit, B-I-T. And all of those are related to the thing that you put in the horse's mouth, so you can ride them and use the reins and tell them where to go. Basically, the reins are going to a thing in their mouth, and then you're pulling their mouth left and right of how to go. That doesn't seem like a very comfortable thing for the horses. Let's see. Akin to the Latin frendere, which means to grind. And there's more at the word grind. So maybe grinding teeth when you got the thing in your mouth. But it's somehow also related to the thing that's under your tongue. I'm not sure. Okay, so that's freenum. I'm going to make a sound effect, which will be next is frenzied. F-R-E-N-Z-I-E-D. This is an adjective from 1651. Feeling or showing great or abnormal excitement or emotional disturbance. And the example is frenzied dancing. That's the kind of dancing that I like to do. Frenzied dancing. It shows that I am emotionally disturbed, or I have great excitement or abnormal excitement. That is not a normal amount of excitement that you're supposed to have when you're dancing to Ave Maria like that. That's how I dance to Ave Maria. Ooh, that took a lot of energy. That's more energy than I have expressed all morning, and I've been up for almost 2 hours. All right, so frenzied. I like this word. Frenziedly? That is an adverb. He was dancing frenziedly with his emotional disturbance. Shoo! Now we have frenzy. So frenzied comes from frenzy, which is friends with a Y. The end of that word is a Z, Z-Y. This is the first form. It is a noun from the 14th century. Number 1A, a temporary madness. Oh, I am feeling very mad, but temporarily. Just for a little bit, I'm mad. But now I'm not. I'm mad! Not anymore. 1B, a violent mental or emotional agitation. If you are you emotionally agitated, mentally agitated, or violent, that would be a frenzy. When the whole mob of people was looting, that was a frenzy. Everybody was getting violent and emotionally agitated and maybe emotionally disturbed too. Number 2. Intense, usually wild, and often disorderly, compulsive, or agitated activity, as in, oh, here, a shopping frenzy. This, of course, reminds me of Black Friday, which I mentioned recently. Maybe it was in the previous episode. Don't remember. A shopping frenzy is when it was wild, disorderly, compulsive, lots of agitated activity. Yes, going to the stores on Black Friday, which I do not do. Wild and disorderly seems like it sums it up. Every year, there's a story about how people got into a fight, somebody died. For whatever, this people, come on, humans, act more human, okay? Be cool. Be cool. All right, now we go. The second form of frenzy is a verb from 1791, and it means to affect with frenzy. So maybe if you decided to cut all of your prices on your very expensive item that you are selling in your store, you will be frenzying your customers because you are making them, you're forcing them to have a shopping frenzy. I'm going to frenzy you. Can we be frenzies? BFF, best frenzies forever. Pew! Now we have Freon, capital F-R-E-O-N. This is a trademark, and it is used for any of various fluorocarbons. And we definitely talked about fluorocarbons in the FL section. It's a variety of fluorocarbons are called Freon. I mean, I've heard of this. I don't think I realized it was a trademark, though. Moving on to Freck. I don't think that this is not a word that we say because it's an abbreviation. You could also say freak. It is spelled F-R-E-Q. Number 1, frequency. Number 2, frequent or frequently. And number 3, frequentative. Oh, that is a fun word that we shall see later in this episode. Frequentative. I just want to say that word. Frequentative. Frequentative. Pew! Now we have the word frequence. Frequence is a noun from 1603. The synonym is the word frequency. What's that song? What's the frequency? Can it be da, ba, ba? That's all I know. Just, what's the frequency? What's the frequency? But now, because it's spelled so similarly, we shall go pshoo. Frequency is the next word. Noun from 1600. So we got that word in 1600, and then 3 years later, we got frequency, a slightly different form of this word. Frequency has a number of definitions, and I am going to read them to you right now. Number one, the fact or condition of occurring frequently. The frequency. What's the frequency of a thing? Well, if it is happening frequently, then the frequency of the thing is often. Number 2a, the number of times that a periodic function repeats the same sequence of values during a unit variation of the independent variable. This seems like it's math and or science. Makes sense. The frequency. How many times a thing is happening? What's that thing called? The pendulum? What's the frequency of the pendulum? It's swinging back and forth. Maybe it's like once a second. In the grandfather clock, the frequency is once a second. But this specific one, 2A, I don't know what we're talking about exactly. 2B, the number, proportion, or percentage of items in a particular category in a set of data or data. Yeah, seems mathy. Number 3, the number of repetitions of a periodic process in a unit of time, as 3A, the number of complete alternations per second of an alternating current. So that is probably electricity. There's alternating current and direct current. I think that those are the terms AC, DC. And then, of course, there's that band. What's the frequency of the band AC/DC playing a song when they are being powered by alternating current electricity? That statement makes no sense. Okay, so complete alternations per second of an alternating current. I don't know. It's probably a lot. The electricity is probably going very fast. Big, big high frequency. But we also have 3B, the number of complete oscillations per second of energy in the form of waves. And examples of this energy would be sound or electromagnetic radiation. So when I go make a sound, ha, my voice has a frequency. It is vibrating at a certain, there's oscillations, there's vibrations. We call it also hertz, H-E-R-T-Z, which I think is named after somebody. The frequency. Can you play me a high frequency? Yes, I shall play you a high frequency with my voice. Ready, set, go. And now I shall play you a low frequency. And then a middle frequency. Ha. That's my voice. It's kind of right there in the middle. Not too high, not too low. Ha, 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 ha. I'm trying to do more vocal exercises in the morning before I record so I don't get too raw. Raw. Frequency, it's so interesting because your voice has multiple frequencies, multiple tones are coming out of your voice or when you play an instrument. It's not just the note. There's other, usually higher notes, probably not so many lower notes, but there's other higher ones that are quieter, but they all come together to form the quality of your voice, the quality of that sound, the timbre or the timbre or the tumbre or the tumbre. And so, you know, if I sing a note, ha, there's that note, ha, but you can't really tell unless you're like unless you have a trained ear, but there's other frequencies in there, and I want a visualization of it. I don't know if I have a program that can do that. Maybe I do. If I do, I shall figure it out. Maybe I'll put a visual in one of these corners or something. But yeah, it's a fascinating thing. There's so much more going on with sound and frequencies and stuff. All right, did we say all the things we did? We did. We did. Now we shall move on to. Whew. Frequency distribution, two words, noun from 1895. This is an arrangement of statistical data that exhibits the frequency of the occurrence of the values of a variable. Lots of ofs. This seems mathy, probably. It's statistics. Statistical data that exhibits the frequency of the occurrence of the values of a variable. Wonderful. Moving on. Frequency modulation. Two words, noun from 1922. Modulation of the frequency of the carrier wave in accordance with speech or a signal. And then also, by the way, this is abbreviated to FM. Back in the FM section, we talked about this. We mentioned that it was called frequency modulation.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And it's way too over my head to understand this. Frequency response is next. Two words, noun from 1926. The ability of a device, as an audio amplifier, to handle the frequency applied to it. Also, a graph representing this ability. So when you plug in your guitar to an audio amplifier, we just call it an amp, then it has the ability to handle the frequencies applied to it. So that is its frequency response. What is this amp going to respond to? It's going to respond to these frequencies that are listed in the frequency response, but not any of the frequencies higher or lower than that. I think that's what this is. So like if you buy a pair of headphones, there's a little chart and it will say what frequencies those headphones are good for. I guess that's the frequency response. And humans, the average human, can't really hear below 20 hertz, which is very low. And we can't really hear above 20,000 hertz. So make sure that the frequency response of the headphones or amp or whatever it is that you're buying is between 20 and 20,000. Because if it's below or above that, you're not going to hear it anyway. You physically probably are not able to do that anyway. I'm pretty sure I have lost most of my high hearing. So my frequency response to my ears is maybe 20 to, I don't know, 10,000. I don't know. I haven't tested it. 15,000, whatever it is. It's not all the way up there. Next is frequent. First form, let's see, you can say, frequent or frequent, emphasize either syllable. It is a verb from the 15th century. It is only a transitive verb. Number one, to associate with, be in, or resort to often or habitually. As in, a bar frequented by sports fans. Those sports fans are frequenting this bar. They associate with it. Maybe they know the owners. They know maybe a lot of the people who work there and who also frequent there. They are in it. They will go to be in the sports bar. Or they resort to it often. Or resort to often or habitually. It's a habit for these sports fans to go to this bar, which is why they frequent it. In Cheers, the show Cheers, that bar was frequented by many people. All right, now number two, which is archaic, to read systematically or habitually. To read. Yes, this is definitely archaic. So if you are reading habitually, if you are one of those people who loves to read books, then are you frequenting books? I frequently like to go inside of my head and read books. Or read books and then go inside my head. I'm going to frequent some books. Frequentation is a noun, and frequenter is also a noun. Now, we haven't had any etymology. Where would the etymology be for this word? I'm looking. I'm trying to see where the... Oh, it is in the next one. I missed it. The next one coming up, which is right now. Right now, it's coming up. Here we go. Pew! The second form of frequent is an adjective from 1531. Number 1A, the synonyms are common and usual. It's very common for these sports fans to be at this bar. Hey, sports fans, what do you want to drink? It's very usual for them to be there. Number 1B, happening at short intervals, also often repeated or occurring, as in a bus making frequent stops. Sometimes you'll see those cars when you're driving. You will see they have a bumper sticker or something on the back that says, "This vehicle makes frequent stops." I think that's the wording. They are doing them at short intervals, so it's happening pretty often. It's a frequent stops. Those stops are being described as frequent because there's only a short interval in between them. Now we have number 2. It's obsolete. The synonyms are full and thronged. Don't understand that. Number 3. Acting or returning regularly or often, as in a frequent visitor. Am I a frequent visitor to anything? Do I go anywhere regularly or often? My bed. I like to sleep in my bed frequently. Number 4 is archaic. The synonyms are intimate and familiar. So if you are intimate with a person, familiar with them, you know them, you like them, you know the stuff in their brain, you know their body, you know their smell, you know what they like and dislike, then you would have a frequent relationship, but it's archaic. Frequentness is a noun, and here, let's look at the etymology. Come here, get over here right now, and let me tell you about this. This is from Middle English. It means ample. Let's see, also Middle French doesn't give me a new word, so I guess it's fréquent. That means crowded. That's pretty much it. So, I don't know, ample, I guess, kind of makes sense, because if you are frequenting a place, you go there an ample amount of times. Sure? Okay, let's say that that is accurate. And now we are going to move on to... frequentative. Yep, that's how you say it. Frequentative. Adjective from 1533. This means denoting repeated or recurrent action or state. And it is used of a verb aspect. Oh, it is used of a verb aspect, a verb form, or a meaning. And frequentative is also a noun. So did I understand this at all? I frequently do not understand things. It's denoting repeated or recurrent action or state. Just something that is repeated over and over again. Like, I record this podcast frequentative? But it's used of a verb aspect, verb form, or meaning. I don't really know how to use it in context. And they didn't give me a sentence. And that bums me out, man. Now we have frequent flyer. Two words with a hyphen, flyer, can be spelled with an I or a Y in the middle. This is an adjective. It means of, relating to, or being an airline program that offers awards for specified numbers of air miles traveled. And if you are traveling on an airplane, going somewhere frequently, or just frequently traveling on planes, this is probably a good idea for you to join your airline of choice frequent flyer program. They all have their own names. I have an account with multiple airlines just because I have had flights on those airlines, but mostly we fly with one airlines because many years ago when I started at my job and we had some trips, they were flying almost exclusively with one airlines. And so we're like, well, hey, we're stocking up most of our miles with that airlines. So that's the airlines we're going to use as much as possible. And I quite like getting those miles. I travel for work sometimes. We travel personally sometimes. And we've gotten many, many free flights because I have stocked up miles. And we're like, hey, we got miles. Let's go fly somewhere this weekend. We're flying frequently. Yep, that's it. Anything else to say? I don't know. We got the credit card for the airlines, and so we're getting even more miles that way. It's pretty great. Pretty great. All right, moving on to frequently. Adverb from 1531. It means at frequent or short intervals. They are happening very quickly. Boop, 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 boop. That sound was made frequently, and also my hand motion, or it's happening frequent, just for a while, many hours, many days, this thing is happening. Boop. Boop. And then I have to do that for hours to make it frequent. But I shall not do that. What I shall do, instead, is move on to our very last word, which is phew, fresco. I decided to put on a little extra specialness on the R sound. It's fresco, F-R-E-S-C-O, noun from 1598. Number one, the art of painting on freshly spread moist lime plaster with water-based pigments. And I have heard of frescoes. I have seen them probably, but I don't know if I knew the exact definition of what it is. It is the action of, or it's the art of painting on freshly spread. So you take some lime plaster with lime in there. I don't know, it's very old. So you put some lime plaster on a wall, smushy, 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 and then you, while it is still moist, it's not dry, it's not damp, it's not sopping wet, it is moist. And you take some water-based pigments and you paint on this lime plaster while it is moist, and that's called a fresco. But now we got number two, a painting executed in fresco, and fresco is also a transitive verb. I'm frescoing my fresco. Here, look at my fresco. I just did some fresco. I frequently fresco. This word is Italian. It means, or it's from the Italian word fresco, which means fresh. Would they say fresco? I'm not sure. It means fresh, so the lime plaster is fresh. While it is still fresh, that's when you paint on it. It is of Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German frisk, which means fresh as well. So yeah, the fresco really just means fresh. Are you getting fresh with me? Let's look up a picture of frescoes. Oh, frescoes, by the way, if you pluralize it, you have to add an ES at the end. Images, let's look up some images. Oh, well, this very, very famous painting, is this on the Sistine Chapel of, is this God and Adam touching fingers? They're like, hey, you. And the other guy's like, you, I know you. They're like, wow, we know each other. Let's point at each other and almost touch fingers. So that's a fresco. So I guess that the lime plaster on the ceiling was put up, and shortly after that is when he had to paint it. Yeah, that seems like the most famous example, probably. But, you know, there's a bunch of them. The people were frescoing all over the place. They couldn't help but fresco. They were impatient. Why does it have to be moist lime plaster? I don't know. All right, here we go. Here we go. We frequently say a word of the episode on this show, so I shall do that again. We had today freenum, frenzied, frenzy, frenzy, freon, freak, frequency, frequency, frequency distribution, frequency modulation, frequency response, frequent, frequentative, frequently, and frequent flyer, frequently, and fresco. Well, frequentative is a very fun word to say, but I don't think I'm going to pick that as the word of the episode. I'm leaning towards maybe, let's just pick frequent flyer as the word of the episode. I'm a frequent flyer, pew, pew, I'm flying through the air. I'm a frequent flyer, give me all those miles, put them in my hair. All right, wonderful ending. All right, it's movie time, and I believe I am on this movie, which is Captain America, Brave New World. I don't think I mentioned that in the last episode. I did not see this in the theater. I missed it. I heard it wasn't that great, but, you know, because I had low expectations, it ended up being, it was fun. I feel like I had some thoughts about it, but I can't remember in the moment. You know, we get a Red Hulk. He gets very angry about things. He's trying to hold it in, though, for a long time, and then he just has to let it out. Anything else about that? I can't remember the details at the moment. No. So I'm gonna end this episode. I'm done talking. This has been Spencer dispensing information very frequently. 5 days a week is the frequency of this podcast. Frequently, you are getting episodes. Goodbye.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.